K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up, thanks to Gottings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. It's time to talk all things Bellarine footy. And yesterday, Anglesey made sure that they would start their finals campaign out of a qualifying final with a win over Drysdale. And the coach of the Roos is Paul Carson. He's been good enough to join us on The Wash Up. Carso, congratulations. Double chance locked away and you can really have a crack come finals time.
Good morning, King. Yeah, absolutely, mate. That was always the aim. We knew there was a few teams playing for that top three spot yesterday, and we just wanted to make sure we controlled what we could control, and that was getting the 4 points yesterday and obviously giving us that double chance and getting a couple of goes at it, which is, I think, is going to be important over the next few weeks.
Absolutely. Did you keep half an eye on what was going on in other games, knowing, I suppose, early that you had Drysdale at arm's length?
No, we didn't actually. I don't know, to a degree, maybe a little bit naive, I just think it's irrelevant for our group. I really believe our best is good enough, but I'm sure there's four other clubs probably saying the same thing. So I wasn't getting too concerned in who we would be playing or who we're not playing. We just wanted to get the points yesterday and get some blokes through that game of footy. And obviously now we are playing Motowari, that's great, and we'll prepare for them and take them on next weekend.
You've had some injury issues over the past month. Your brother Dale's obviously missed some footy. Ryan Williams has missed some footy. Dan Courtney. You're nearly back to full strength looking at the side that you ran out with yesterday.
Yeah, we are. We're probably only one off that. I think James Edmonds arguably in that best mix there as a small forward. So, get the team back on the park yesterday, I think, was pretty crucial. Rhino was coming off a month without footy. Courts had missed a month as well. Dale had missed a couple of weeks prior. So it was really important to get those guys through. And thankfully, how we did the work early there, we'll be able to manage their game time as well and really prepare, make sure they're going to be 100% for next week.
You played in a premiership in the GDFL with Werribee Central as many years ago. You played in a premiership with St Joseph's. Fell just short at Invalide, but in the Bellarine, your chance to do it as a coach, do you dare to dream that you can be there on the last Saturday, or the last Saturday of the season?
Well, I absolutely dare to dream. But in saying that, I know they don't just happen by chance. You've got to get a lot right. And yes, you do need a little bit of luck involved too. But look, we think, like I said, we think our best is probably good enough. But, we've just got to get it right on the day, I suppose. But firstly, we've got to knock over Motowari and keep that double chance up our sleeve, I suppose.
Yep.
We dare to dream, definitely.
Yep. Obviously, you and Motta are the only teams to have knocked over Barwon Heads this year. I suppose that gives you more confidence, but it makes this week's clash even more intriguing, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So we've gone 1-1 with Motta this year, and the way I see it, I think we can nearly wipe the slate clean regardless of what's happened throughout the year, and even regardless of Barwon Heads' dominance. I think we can now... Finals is a funny thing, and you never know. We play on a neutral oval, and all these things sort of come into play. But I think everyone's on a level playing field now, and we get a double chance at it, which is important.
Yep, you played a bit of footy out at Leopold. Do you try and get the boys out there for a look at it and get an idea? Because it's a ground that most of your players would never have seen before.
Yeah, that's right. A couple of the boys have actually played on. We had a couple of guys who did play a bit of footy at Leopold, but. Look, I'm not going to get too concerned. It's just another oval. It's got a 50-metre line and a square. It's all marked out the same. It's probably very similar dimensions to our home ground, in fact. So I won't get too overawed in the oval. That's only one aspect. I think, there's 22 other players out there on the field, and we just sort of take them on or nullify them and come up with a game plan that we think can do that.
Yep. We get caught up in your superstars. You've got Erskine, you've got O'Dwyer, you've got Williams, you've got your brother. But Jacko Buse has had another outstanding performance. Is it fair to say that when we get to Ash Medal night, the name Jay Buse is going to get read out occasionally?
Well, yeah, and history probably proves that. I think he ran pretty close last year. So between Busey, Delhouse, Leeds, McLean, we've got these guys in there who just do the grunt, week in, week out. And look, they're probably a little bit underrated externally, I'd probably believe, just because they're not, they are household names, but not because of these guys, probably because of their brothers. But, internally, they are super, super important to us, as important as the guys you mentioned prior. They you know, might not have the resume to back that up, but they are super important to our team.
Absolutely. Carso, congratulations. Great effort to get your side into second spot to start your finals campaign out of a qualifying final. Well done, and look forward to following your progress over the next month.
Beautiful. Thanks, Kingy. No worries, mate.